It's always a pleasure to be here on Sunday morning to share Divrei Torah with you. I'd like to note the presence of Rabbi Chai Arbisfeld, who's here, who's the pillar behind these shiurim. So we always express Hakar Satov to him and his wife and his family to facilitate the shiurim. This week's Parsha's Toldos. And in Parshas Toldos, if you look on page 2, the pasuk says, "Vayigdulu haneorim, vayhi esav ish yodeh tzayim yisodav Yaakov yitzchon yotev olim." That the neorim, the lads, grew up. And Rashi in number 2, "Vayigdulu haneorim," says Rashi, "Kol zman shayuktanim lo yunikorim b'maseihem, vein odo medaktik b'hem." When they were little kids, you didn't know what they were going to be like. Mativam, but kevin shenasu bnei shloshes reishona zepirish labote midrashos zepirish lavodazara. But at the time of bar mitzvah, that was the parashas drachim, where each went in his respective way. So I'd like to discuss this morning a very important halachic discussion of what is a bar mitzvah in halacha. You say bar mitzvah 13, your bar mitzvah, but there's more to that of what makes somebody a bar mitzvah, which literally means what makes somebody chayav in mitzvos, and what makes this individual an individual who you can count to a minion. And it's much more than just the concept of being 13 years old. And where does this number 13 come from? Where does it come from? So in this week's Parsha, Rashi makes this reference to Vayigdalu Hane'orim. And in fact, the Medrash in this week's Parsha says the source of the Baruch Shep Tarani is from the Medrash in this week's Parsha on the becoming a Gadol. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon, if you're a from the Vilna Gaon's camp, Yidavin Chveis and Chaim Berlin. So you'll hear that the father gets up and says, Baruch Shep Tarani, B'Sheim U'Malchus. With Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shep Tarani. Not like what we do in most congregations, that the father just says, Baruch Shep Tarani, Manchel Shozeh. But the Vilna Gaon held that it's a regular bracha, B'Sheim U'Malchus, to be said by the father upon the son becoming bar mitzvah. The Rambam on number three says, "Haben mishivoled ashiya ben shloshes reishona nikra katan, v'nikra tinok." The son, when he's born, until 13, he's called a katan. He's called a tinok. Even if he has already developed hairs, pubic hairs, or whatever it may be, hafil hevi kamasaris betochus manze, enu simen elashuma, that doesn't count for anything. However, hevi shte saris lamata mekomas hayodos l'seyev hu beben shloshes reishona v'yomechad umala nikra godol v'nikra ish. So the Rambam here defines that you need to be 13 years old, v'yom echad. We'll have to discuss what that means, v'yom echad. You'll have to be 13 in a day, and also to have shtei se'aros, pubic hairs, and that renders an individual as a gadol. But the age alone won't do it, and the hairs alone won't do it, but you need both, and even both won't do it until we get to the end of the shir to understand that even that alone won't make the person a gadol. One won't make a person a bar mitzvah. Again, a bar mitzvah for an individual who's chayiv in mitzvahs. So one of the earliest sources that was asked, where do we get this from? Nowhere do we find in the Chumash that the number 13 is in Chamisha Chumshei Torah. What?
Yeah, 20.
Right, you're right. We have 20 Ben Esrim Shon of Amala. You have certain cases. But this age 13, right? It's not, that doesn't seem to appear. So where do we know this age of 13 from? So the Rush is the one of the early sources who says v'sha'alta, that he was asked. Number four, mi'ayin lanu deben yud gimel shon of yom echad hu bar onshin. How do we know that a 13-year-old and one day is chayiv in onshin? Havapochim kan lo da ki halacha lemoshe misinai hu ubechlal shiurim chatzitzin umechitzin sheim halacha lemoshe misinai. In other words, a lot of areas in halacha, we have shiurim. How much matzah do you have to eat? A kezias. How big the mechitza has to be? 10 tfachim for rishus hayochid. All these shiurim. How much does a mikveh have to be? How much does all different shiurim? How much does a lulav have to be? How much does a esrog? How big the things have to be? Doesn't say it explicitly in the Chumash, but Chazal tell us in Shas that shiurim are halacha lemoshe misinai. That there were certain things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe at Har Sinai that are not written in the Chumash. That were oral traditions that Moshe received from Har Sinai. For example, the fact that tefillin have to be black. The ritzuas have to be black. Doesn't say it in Chumash. Halacha lemoshe misinai. The fact that we pour water on the Mizbeach and Sukkos. Doesn't say it. It might be merumas, but it doesn't really say it explicitly in Chumash. Halacha lemoshe misinai. And all the fact that after a kezias of matzah, how do you know? The Pasuk says, Be'erev tochlu matzos. It doesn't say kezias. How do I know this? Shiurim halacha lemoshe misinai. And included in that is, the just like a kezias is halacha lemoshe misinai, so the age 13 to mechayiv in mitzvahs is also halacha lemoshe misinai. And that's what the Rush tells us in number four in the Shilus and Truvas of the Rush. Now the Rambam makes an interesting comment, and he says that in Hilchos Malachim number five in the second line, "Ul'olam ein ochim mehem lo katan lo cheresh v'she'ena b'nei mitzvos." So just like we have a concept of bar mitzvah when it comes to what? To Jewish people, so B'nai Noach also, they have chiyuvim, and they get punishment on the Zion mitzvahs B'nai Noach if they violate the Shvichas Domim and Avodah Zorah, and they get punished as well. So says the Rambam, there's a concept of a cotton and a gadol by them as well. A cotton doesn't get. And the Rambam, but the question that the Chasam Sofer deals with is that there's a famous Rambam, number six, skip a little bit, the last two lines in number six. He says, V'chei chayav evo m'chayav osu v'chayav kol shehu, shalo nidnu ashirim el Yisrael b'vat. Whereas one of the our Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is evo m'nachai. They can't eat a limb from a live animal. How much? A kezayis? A kezayis is halacha l'moshe misinai. That wasn't given to the goyim. Lo nidnu shiurim el Yisrael b'vad. So the Chasam Sofer in number seven says that he was asked. He was thinking about this. He was asked by a certain Rav Echad, who asked him the question that if the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim in number five says there's a concept of a cotton and a gadol in B'nai Noach, and the Rambam says in number six that there's no shiurim for B'nai Noach, and the Rush in number four says the makor of a gadol is 13 is from shiurim, so what's the concept of a cotton and a gadol by a ben Noach? And that was the question that the Chasam Sofer was dealt with. The Rav Echad on the Rambam Hilchos Malachim. Shalom nidnu shiurim, third line, El Yisrael Belvad. V'kvar kosev harosh v'tshuva. This man gadlos ben yud beis ben yud gimel. Vavasoros hakol b'chal shiurim shem namru halacha l'moshe misinai. So that was his question. So how does it work? How does it work for a ben Noach? Because it can't be 13. 13 is a Jewish thing. But there is a concept We don't say a child when he's 3 years old and he violates one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, we're gonna kill him. It's not true. There's a concept of Godel and Cotton by B'nai Noach. So says the Chasam Sofer, number page 3. He says, the second line, the end of the line, Kol Shesichlo Sholem Karoi Ki'im Bavabasa Kufnin Heyam Beis the Misbrule Visav Misbar Have a Godel. Words, a Godel for a Ben Noach means that he has understanding. He's like a face, an 8-year-old kid, a 9-year-old kid, a 6-year-old kid. He could explain to him. He understands the concept of Ritzicha. He understands of it. He understands it. Then he is a Godel. Because we don't have the Shear of 13 for B'nai Noach. Because that's Shiurim Lo Nemer El Yisrael. And the Rosh says that the Mokor of 13 is Shiurim Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So then what's the Shear for? So you don't have this specific Shear. So says the Chasam Sofer, it's intellect. It doesn't have to be such great intellect, but intellect that you can explain to him and he understands it, that is a Godel. And that's the Chasam Sofer's tshuva about what makes a Godel for a Ben Noach. Well, so now let's go to number 8, on page 3. We have to understand what does it mean Yom Echad. Yud Gimel Shonim V'Yom Echad. So just look for a second in number 13. The Mishnah L'Melech, and Rav Shechter likes to call this Mishnah L'Melech, L'Afi Anis Daiti Nira L'Hovi Raya D'Yom Echad Lav Davka. Because Yom Echad doesn't mean that he needs to have an extra day, but meaning the day of his birthday, as Rav Shechter explained, the Mishnah L'Melech, that is the Yom Echad. I remember my Bar Mitzvah, the Shabbos was Shabbos Chanukah, and that was my exact birthday. So we didn't say our Rav then was the late Rabbi Berzon Tzal, and so we asked him, and he said, "No, you can read the Torah. You're the Bar Mitzvah that Shabbos. You don't have to say, oh, Yom Echad, so you don't come till Sunday, and therefore you have to take the next." The next Shabbos happened to be that year was a unique year because that year was a Shabbos. It's very rare. It happens sometimes that you have one Shabbos Chanukah that's only Vayeshev. It's very rare. Usually one Shabbos Chanukah it's Miketz. Two Shabbos Chanukahs Vayeshev and Miketz. But that one Shabbos Chanukah to be Vayeshev, so it happens once in what?
19.
Yeah. So I have Talmidim who are a little bit younger than me who also have a Talmud who also had that same thing. The one. One Shabbos Chanukah that was on Vayeshev. Oh, so the simple pshat, as we understand, in the Jewish world, Vayhi Erev Vayivoker Yom Echad. So the day of your birthday starts the night before, because just like Shabbos starts at night, and Yontif starts at night, every day starts the night before. Not like in the non-Jewish world where it's the day and then the night, we have the night and then the day. So there is a discussion in the poskim. There is an opinion on page number 12 of the Shiltos the Rav Achai Gon. The Shiltos of the Rav Achai Gon is a fascinating sefer, and it's the first sefer after the Hasimas HaTalmud by Rav Achai Gon, and it's on the Parsha. Today it became more popular because the Netziv wrote a perish on the Shiltos. But it's on the Parsha. I don't know if Rabbi Tendler, the Rabbi Moshe Tendler, in his shul in Muncie, he would do every Friday night. He would learn from the every Shabbos, whatever he did it. He would learn from the Shiltos. That was today. It's been it's not as popular perhaps as it used to be. But he has a unique shita, and he says, look on the second line. In the middle of the line on page number 12. Elatino ben sholosh v'yom echad me'es le'es. So the Shiltos' opinion is you only become bar mitzvah, say if you were born 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so on your birthday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when you become a bar. It has to be exactly to the hour of when you were born, but so we'll maybe talk about that. But it has to be May. So we normally don't assume like that. We normally assume that whatever your birthday was, whatever day, if you were born 2 p.m, still the night before, that you're going to be a bar mitzvah that right away in the beginning of the day, the night before, but not in the middle of, if you were born 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or say you were born in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the middle of the night. So we assume your bar mitzvah at Seisa Kachovim before then. But the opinion of the Shultes is not. You're only bar mitzvah, you only turn the bar chiyuva 3 o'clock in the morning. It's brought down from the Brisker Rav that he was choshish for this opinion, Rav Elvel, and he had a son that was born sometime like 3 a.m, and the night of his bar mitzvah, I don't know how well this went over, but he woke up his son, and he said, you have to say Kriya Shema, because the Kriya Shema you said earlier that evening, he was still a cotton, and if you follow this opinion, me'es le'es, you only became a bar mitzvah from that hour. So we know there are shitas like that. You look in number 11, Tosis in Rosh Hashanah as well, says on the fourth line, on the 6th line, he also says that, it was pointed out, also Yom Echa Kedei L'Hashlim Me'es La'es. That the Yom Echad means not that you become bar mitzvah at the night before, but we say Yom Echad to mean that you have to get in the le'es. Like, and they point out that this Tosis in Rosh Hashanah is like the opinion of the Shiltos. But other opinions, the Tosis has pointed out, Tosis in Nida, number 9 and number 10, says that we don't. He says Yesh Lomar number 10, the Kimle, the Rabbana lo bol me'es la'es, that you don't need to have es la'es for a lot of things, and you become a bar mitzvah at the day, even though technically you didn't have the hours yet of that. Because we do have a halacha where the Gemara says you do need me'es la'es, and number 8, with the bottom line, Amar Rav Zoso mer sha'os poslos bekodshim, that shows poslos bekodshim, which means that, say, a certain animal, a korban, kevis ben shenoso, la'ola, so only ben shenoso. So once that time, so you follow it to the hour, and when the hour is born, it's no longer, if it was born 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not at the end of the first year, it's not a kevis ben shenoso, and you go based on the specific hours. Okay, so that is the din, Rabosai, of that is the halacha of Shalosh Shonim, the Yom Echad. That the Yom Echad, again, some say it means that you need to have Me'es La'es, but we normally assume the halacha that you don't need Me'es La'es. Now, turn to page 4, skip 14, we'll get back to that in a second, but look on, look for now on number 17 on page 4, number 17 on page 4. So there is another halacha, in other words, you only become a gadol if, again, you need Shalosh Shonim v'Yom Echad, and the Yom Echad, the Mishnah Melech says, Lav Davka means the day of the birthday, and that's you become a gadol. So, but there's another halacha we said, that it's not enough to become a gadol with the Shonim and the Yom Echad, but you need Shtei Sa'aros, 2 pubic hairs, and if there are no Shtei Sa'aros, then he's still a cotton al pidin. I mean, there are halachas. Well, okay, so the Gemara on page number 17 quotes the famous line of Rava, which called the Chazaka de Rava. Amar Rava, Ktana Shigil Chal Shosa, Eina Tzrich Bedika, Chazaka Hiviyesh Simon. That a Ktana, or same thing applies to a Gadol, Ktana is 12 in a day, as opposed to a man is 13 in a day. Right, he has to bring shtei.
12 for the girls.
Yeah, also. Is has to have shtei saros. And if you don't have shtei saros, so you're not a gadol. So the question is, so how do we know anyone's a gadol? We're not gonna check. So the Gemara says there's a chazaka, hevia simon. That it's a chazaka that if he gives mechal shonim, he gliya lechal simon. That's what the Gemara says in Nida Maf Memvav Amud Aleph. So some 30-some years ago, Rabbi Mordechai Willig asked me a kasha, a bomb kasha, on this halacha. He did not ask me, he asked the shir, whatever, I was in the shir then. And just last night, we were on the phone, and I told him that in preparation of the shir, I came up with a new teretz to this old kasha, this kasha that he asked over 30 years ago. And in honor for this shir, he came, what was the kasha? So this is the bomb kasha. He says like this. Take a look at number 15. Yeah, well, maybe it's easier looking 16. Habas sheviya shtei saros betoch shnas shtei mesrei v'aben sheviya betoch shlosh esrei shein shuma kmo shebiarno. Afal pi she'osan saros b'mkomam omdos achar shlosh esrei lezochar v'achad v'achar shtei mesrei l'nekeva eino simen. So he says like this, that any hair that grew prior to the 13th birthday doesn't count. That's called a shuma. That's called a mole. That doesn't count at all. That's not saros. The saros that count are only the saros that come afterwards. So Rabbi Willig's kasha is like this. It's a bomb kasha. And then I sort of Shtermach has the same kasha. I don't understand. On Minchah on Friday, he say his bar mitzvah is chves on Shabbos, so he turned the gadol say on that Shabbos like I did. So and he wanted the shadavin mariv for the omud. He's going to say lachadodi. He's going to daven. So what do you mean to tell me? There's a chazaka that in those 5 minutes the shtei saros. See, if you hold that the saros from before count, then I understand. That makes sense. That if you reached a certain age, so mustam you have the saros too. But we paskin, as the Rambam says, we don't, that the saros that grew before don't count. That all the saros from toch, from lufnei zmano or ketoch zmano, so they don't count. So how does it work? That was his kasha. It's a bomb kasha. And Rav Sternbach in Moed de Muzmanim has the same ha'ara. So this was like 30 some years ago. So he asked me. I was then davening a lot of times on Shabbos by Rav David Cohen in Brooklyn. So he said, ask Rav David Cohen, see what he says to this kasha. All right, so one Shabbos morning I asked him what he thought. So he says, we're going to see that maybe the pshat is based on the Gemara Yevamos that once you have this saros, so then as long as it grows a little bit from the pre-existing sara, maybe that also is counting, and not that, in other words, the sorrow needs a shear, but maybe once it grows a little bit from the pre-existing, that is good enough. That was what he suggested years ago. But okay, maybe. So I'd like to suggest another possibility that just came to me in preparation of this shear, based on what it says in the Shulchan Aruch Harav on number 14.
That
what?
But if you didn't search and didn't look until after he was 13 in a day.
Right.
Then you
right, but he's asking that is it mistaber to have such a chazaka? In other words, chazaka is, like Rav Moshe Shapir said, have to make some sense. Okay, in other words, you have a right to assume. If you didn't look before, you have a right to assume. But you mean to tell me that that's what Chazal was so confident that in in other words, how are we going to let the guy daven for the Omid? How are we going to let the guy daven Marif for the Omid if he wants to daven for Marif for the Omid?
Well, obviously you have to presume that you're checking if you're saying that's a Chatila. Otherwise, how do you know anyway?
Right. So we're not checking. We're
saying that there's a chazaka.
Yeah, but what's the chazaka? What's the chazaka? The chazaka. I understand if you.
No, so the chazaka could be that since if you would look after 13 in a day, the majority of would have. So that we assume that on that day that you're looking, that's where. What's
yeah, but and at that moment, chair. At that moment.
That's what he says.
Yeah, I understand. That's what he says. Right.
But
he's questioning that the Metzias doesn't.
The Metzias doesn't make sense.
That's the question.
The
Metzias. We know that's the Chazaka, but and you're right. The Rambam does say that, and but he was bothered by the Metzias.
He's telling you not to check until that day.
Right.
He's telling you not to check until that day.
Right. But it's still hard to understand such a mitzvah. So look in the Shulchan Aruch Rava number 14. He says, "Yesh lulmod zchus al makom shenogim shektanim yordim lufnei hateva lispalel arvis b'motzoi shabosos." That apparently in certain congregations they allowed ktanim, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, to daven for the omud on a marv, motzoi shabosos. So he says he wants to be melamed zchus lefish ein motzim as harabim idei chavosim, shere ein amachzirim as hatfila. Rak sheomrim baruchu v'kadosh. Oh, so he says. So that's what he says. That the minig was that they allowed ketanim to daven marav. Especially, I don't know why motzai Shabbos was different. I guess the kids were in shul motzai Shabbos, and maybe during the week they weren't in shul so much during the week for marav. So the kids were in shul, they would let the kids daven marav because nishkeferlech, because what's he doing? He's not doing anything. He's just saying over marav ravim. So he's saying what's and kaddish is also not so posh. That's a problem. We know the whole kaddish yosom. The Ramah writes the whole kaddish yosom was made for ketanim. The whole concept of a kaddish yosom was made for ketanim. Who can't daven for the omud because they lost a parent? So that's why they made kaddish yosom for 10-year-olds. Kaddish yosom, Rachmana Litzlan. So he says that you can be melamed tchus on because maybe a cotton really. We're not saying we do this lachatchila, but apparently in certain communities they had this minhag that they let ketanim daven for the marif for the omud. Oh, so I said now it makes a lot of sense because even if you let him daven for the omud, so he's logora from a cotton, and then already by the next time you'll have you want to daven shachris, so then you already had 10 hours or since, and that's a shomer chos from the chasim sofer that you have several hours. Then it makes sense that you can have a chazaka that a shteish ta'aros grew in that amount of time, but. As Rabbi Will pointed out, it's very difficult to say in 2 minutes, two sorrows, 2 minutes. You know, you wouldn't let him daven mincha for the omid right before. Now all of a sudden the shtei sorrows pop in. It's difficult to understand such a chazaka. But you say that the marav is not nishke ferlech because so Rabbi Willick said, according to this, which, what I said to him last night, he said, yeah, maybe other things that he would be motzi people, itaka, benching, or whatever it is, if you do right away, you know.
It doesn't answer the places where they don't know. But
it could be that. Even if we're not knowing that way, but it could be Maker Adin, it's really allowed Maker Adin, even though we might not, you know, subscribe to this. As I'll show you another case in a second of this. We're going to talk about Kriya Sator in a second. Oh. So if you look in. So that is the. And if you look just back in number two, just so you'll see more number in the Shut HaRosh, he says that three lines from the bottom. Chen Srish Hu Katan Ad Chavshana.
Where are you?
A number, page two, number four, back in the Shut HaRosh, the last three lines. Chen Srish Shu. We have Shu Katan Ad Chavshana. Who as God on Noldubo Simanis Ris. In other words, a person doesn't have the normal physical things like a man. So he's not having the Shtei Saras, but he has what's called Simanis Ris. His voice is a certain type of voice that might be, you know, not like a male type of voice. He has certain Simanim. So then when he's 20, we say he becomes a God if he has the Simanis Ris. In other words, even though he doesn't have the regular simonim that a normal male has, by 20 he becomes a gadol. And what if he doesn't have the shtei tzaros and he doesn't have the simoni sris? Fim lo lo dolo simoni sris who caught not lamed vav shana. So at lamed vav shana, you know, already his yimeshno sein of shivim shana, I think they explained, so he's ready, 36. So he's ready, so he gets an honorary degree that he becomes a gadol at 36. So that's brought down just to point that out. Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get.
He would be considered.
Yeah, we're gonna get to all that.
Would he be considered a
cotton? Right, he'd be a cotton. He'll be a cotton until 36. He won't be chayv. He'd be a cotton until 36. He obviously money sris. He has those certain the voice and the certain physical characteristics that are not the regular things. So then by 20, even if he didn't have the shtei simanim, but if he doesn't have any simanim, and he's keep growing it at 36, he becomes a gadol.
Don't we have a chazak already that he was a gadol from? He's looking.
Right, but he knows that it's not the case. He knows. Or he was checked, right? Okay, the Gemara in Yevamos on page 18 has a whole discussion about a cotton that did...
Page 4.
Yeah, page 4.
Number
18. Talks about the question of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. What if you have somebody who's not a Kohen... who does avoda? So that's a zar that does avoda. That's mechal the avoda, and if he does it on Shabbos, so he's mechal Shabbos. So the question is, but ain iser chalal iser, because the iser zarus came in first, right? He was a zar, and then Shabbos came. So maybe he shouldn't be chayiv mishum Shabbos. He's only should be chayiv mishum zarus. So the Gemara says, no, the case is that he grew shtei zarus on Shabbos. He grew shtei saros on Shabbos.
Isser b'basachas.
So it's an isser b'basachas. It's an isser b'basachas that the shtei saros came in on Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara says over here. And the bottom line, isser b'basachas. That was the Gemara that Rav David Cohen quoted to say that perhaps you don't need to have a full hair. It's enough to grow in a little bit, but one could learn that a little bit different as well. Okay. There is a discussion in the poskim. What exactly is the status of a katan? Meaning, a katan is not chayiv in mitzvahs. Yet, you look at number 20, a katan could shecht. Hakol shochtim v'shechitosim k'sheira. Chutz mi'cheru shotiv a katan. As long as a gadol omed al gabov and sees that he did a proper job, so a katan could do shechita. Yet in 21, tefillin and mezuzah shekosva and mosa or vetzchove eved isha cotton is possible. So a cotton can't do right tefillin. So why could he shecht? In other words, normally we assume if you're not chayiv in something, then you can't shaft. If you're not chayiv in tefillin, you can't write tefillin. So if you're not chayiv in shechita, so you shouldn't be able to shecht. And there's another gemara. Number 19, which says that a cotton that's baal habehema, so we kill the behema. Well, any individual that's baal habehema, you kill the behema. Why? So different reasons. One of the reasons is that the behema was a takala. He caused the person to sin. So it's a takala. So you kill the behemoth because the behemoth was a takala. And clone is a different reason that's given, that it caused embarrassment to the family, that this person was killed because of this behemoth, so we killed the behemoth. But let's talk about takala. So the Gemara says, behave. But if a cotton does it, so then it shouldn't be a takala, because the cotton isn't a maisa avera. So why do you kill it? If a cotton is ba ala behemoth, why do you kill the behemoth? There's no takala. So the Gemara says, no, two lines from the bottom. Kevid de mezidu takala nami ika. No, the kid did it with mezid, it's takala. Rachmona chasale. In other words, the cotton does a maisa avera. It's a maisa avera. It's just the Torah has rachmonis that we don't give him onshin. So the question is, if that's the case, that the maisa of a cotton is a maisa avera, so mistaber that the mitzvah of a cotton is a mitzvah also, so then why can't he write the tefillin? So the Prima Gadim writes that no, it makes a chilek between mitzvah sase and mitzvah lo sase. Mitzvah lo sase, the maisa avera of a cotton is still considered a maisa avera. Mitzvah sase, since he's not mechuyev, so then he can't write the tefillin, but shecht he can. Because even though he doesn't get punished for eating treif, but right. Still the halach is you can't feed him treif, you can't safin and biyadayim, and these things. So therefore, so that's how the Prima Gadim explains why the tefillin that he writes is no good, because from mitzvah sase he's totally mufka. But mitzvah lo sase, he's considered in the parsha of mitzvah lo sase. So memele what? There's an avera, so therefore he can shecht, and it's considered a takala. So the question, the Chelkas Yoav asked a starker question in number 22, is that if that be the case, so why do we say that if a cotton brings shtei sa'oros on Shabbos, that's an iser basa, the two things come b'vas achas, but it's really not true, because a maisa avera of a cotton is considered a maisa avera. So memela the zoros was from before, Shabbos is only now, so it's not b'as achas, because the maisa avera is still from before. So how do you say that? So he wants to be mechalek, and he says, but because ba'ala behema is something that what? That a ben noach is also chayven. Ben noach is also chayven, but it's gilarayas. It's also considered. So memela, things that are toloi, that a ben noach is also chayev, so memela, those things, you can be chayev even from before. So maybe la'olam, till he's a gadol, it's not a maisa avera. But when it comes to ba'al ha-behem, is different. Ba'al ha-behem is different because that's something that a ben noach is a mitzuvah, and we said ben noach has a different shear. So maybe for Yisrael also, by the mitzvahs that B'nai Noach Umsuvim, he wants to say that maybe you could say that he gets the shear, the earliest shear of Bardas that we said in the shut of the Chasam Sofer.
Maybe there's a different way to explain it. Zarus can only be defined for a Gadol.
Yeah.
It's not a question of Masavera. Right. He's not a Zar. It's not a Zar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so maybe that's a distinction. In the case of the of Takala, there's a Mas involved. So you could say the Mas of a cotton is a Masa.
Yeah.
But if he's not a czar, then the master doesn't mean anything.
Right, right. So you can say a lot of different things here. Okay, now, let's get back to number 6. Now, so we mentioned, whatever way you want to explain it, is the chazaka derava. That if he's higuia b'chlal shanim, higuia b'chlal simonim, and it has to be the simonim of that day. Because the simonim from before, whichever way you want to answer, are shuma. So, the poskim say that this chazaka only works for dinim derabbanan. Only works for dinim derabbanan. Meaning it's not, as the way some explain, it's not such a way, especially after the question like Rabbi Willig asked, the chazaka is not such a ayay chazaka. In other words, if the chazaka would be what you think it means, that once he's 13, so most probably he has the sorrows from before, so then you understand that's a tremendous chazaka. But if the chazaka is that even now we're saying, okay, you get a couple of hours or whatever it is, it's still not the same. So the chazaka, usually chazakas we use even for daraisa. Like for, you don't measure the mikveh every time. You measure the mikveh again, and he has a chazaka that the mikveh was a certain amount. So you go in and it didn't change, right? That's the concept of a chazaka. Chazaka we use for Yisurei Daraisa, for Yisakoris, for all types of things. So this Chazaka, the Gemara says, not the Poskim say, that we're going to only use it for Dinim Derabbanan. In other words, we're not going to let this 13-year-old boy be in an Eid Kiddushin at a wedding. And we're going to see, maybe let him read Parsha Zohar in the shul at his bar mitzvah. Right? Because these are Dinim Daraisa. So Dinim Daraisa, we have to assume that maybe he's still a cotton. But davening for the Omud and Kriya Satara and these things are only Dinim Darabonan. So then we could let him, and that's what the poskim say. The Shulchan Aruch on page 23, Kot Nigia La'onos Pu'utos Yadel Mimvachim Mizamnim Alav, etc. So the Magen Avraham says the Magen Avraham, 24, Machzikim Lekagadol Peret Ein Tzarech Livdok Achar Beis Saris. You don't have to check the Chazaka that the Shtei Saris are there. Avom Yadinon Shalohevi Shtei Saros Ein Mizamnim Alav. In other words, Chazaka only means that we don't know. If you know and that it's not the case, then you don't have a Chazaka. But if he brings Shtei Saros before Yud Gimel, that's what we said before, those Saros don't count. Venerally Dakil is Terufil. Hotzi Acherim Beinish Yadina Bevade Shevi Shtei Saros Al Yidei Bedika. Oshin is Male Zakono. In other words, but if he wants to be Motzi somebody in benching, which is a Daraisa, Vi Kedei Sevia, so then you can't let him, because the chazaka does not work for dinim daraisa, and then you have to know for sure. So either know for sure by someone checking, or if he has a zakan, he's already growing in facial hairs, so then that's already a raya that he has the other saros. We'll get the kriyasa though. We'll get the kriyasa in a second.
Each one is dependent on the individual.
Right. Right, for Gabi the Doraisis. Right, for Gabi the Rabbonans, we're going to rely on the Chazaka, and that's what the Magen Avraham says in other places as well. And that's, he says, number 27, Kevin the Tefila Hu the Rabbonan. You know, Tefila is the Rabbonan. He can daven for the Amud. Tefila is the Rabbonan. You can let him down for the Omud, because the Chazaka the Rava, only the Poskim say, only works for Dinim the Rabbanan. So we're not going to let him be an Eid Kedushin. We're not even going to let him be Motzi people in benching. I mean, today we don't do that so much because everyone benches them, but theoretically, for him to be Motzi someone in a Din Daraisa, Hechvesh, Shabbos Zohar, something like that, we won't let a Bar Mitzvah boy be the Bal Koreh for Shabbos Zohar, because if we assume that Shabbos Zohar, the Kriya is a Daraisa, so then for Dinim Daraisa, we don't rely on Chazaka the Rava. Yeah. Oh, we'll get the Kriya Sator. We're going to get to that. So then there's a very interesting, on page number 28, it's a very interesting Prim Begodim. Rav Shechter has quoted this. The pasuk says, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Alayim Mordaber Al Mneisom Amartleim Moadei Hashem Eshitku Oso Mikroi Kodesh Eilehem Moadai." So the Yom Tovim are called Mikroi Kodesh. So the Ramban says, "What does it mean Mikroi Kodesh?" So it says in number 29, the Ramban, "Tam Mikroi Kodesh Ayu Biyom Echad Kulam Kruim VeNesafim LaKadesh Oso." Ki mitzvahi al Yisrael yikabetz beis Elokim biyom moed lekadesh hayom b'parhesa b'tfila v'hala. That it's a mitzvah to get together on Yontif to be mekadesh Shem Hashem, and that's mikroi kodesh. That's a din d'oraisa. So says the Pri Megodim in number 30. So if that be the case, you should make sure that your minyan on Yontif has 10 people, 10 gedolim, not just eight people and two bar mitzvah boys. For the minyan and yontif, he says a very interesting thing, that even though the Ramban holds tefila is normally what? Tefila b'chol, second line 30, is only the Rabbanan. But tefila b'yontif, the tefila b'tzibur, as Rav Shechter likes to say, is a din is a din d'oraisa. So therefore, he says, second to the bottom line, the bintin Torah be'inan be'adua she'eviu shtei soros. Because, as Rav Shechter pointed this prima gadim, that you don't want to rely on just, as Rav Shechter said, sometimes on like Shavuos morning, they only have young kids who stayed up the whole night, you know. So it you should try to have a minion of real gedolim, because mikrai kodesh. It's as Rav Shechter pointed out, this prima gadim.
Well.
Yeah, so that's a question. What is that? Okay. Now, number 31. Recently, I got the following. Somebody called me up from out of town with the following question. This was the question. 2 weeks before a bar mitzvah of a certain young man, young boy, and the family made him, whoever made a mistake. They say, oh, he was born. I'll change the Parshas Lech Lecha, the year that he was born. So they figured his bar mitzvah parsha is Lech Lecha, whatever it was. And turns out this year it doesn't work that way. So at Lech Lecha, it's be still a week before. And he prepared
Lech Lecha.
He prepared Lech Lecha. And now they wake up the week before. The week before the bar mitzvah, and what should we do? That's the question. Yeah. So I told him that I think, as we're going to see in a second, that in this case, even though that's not necessarily the way we're always knowing in a shul, that we don't usually have bar mitzvah, non-bar mitzvah boys laning on Shabbos morning, that really, me'ikir adin, it's mutter for a cotton to lane on Shabbos morning. Then why? So take a look. It says in number 31, Tanu Rabban, Hakol Olim Laminyan Shiva. That everyone counts for the Shiva Olim. Rafilu cotton, Rafilu Isha, Amu Chacham Isha Lo Sikra B'Torah Mnei Kvod Tzibur. So the Isha in that's, we're not going to deal with that. But Isha doesn't lotik rav nikovet zibur. But what about a cotton? So cotton, clearly, even though it's not necessarily our practice in general, a cotton, you can give him an aliyah. Now, bizman chazal, getting an aliyah also meant
you laned.
You were the lane. You were the balkari. So how does it work? How does he be motzi? So the Bach in number 32, the Sefer Yetur Megillah explains. The Bach says, it's two lines in the bottom. He says, the ma'inaf in middle, the ma'inaf kemina, but ola la sefer Torah im higodol la cotton. Ha'ikar achiv hu yishmu la kriyas ha'Torah me'akorim mitoch sefer Torah. He says a word that you're right. You don't need to be motzi. In other words, when you read the Megillah, when you read other things, when I'm making kiddush, I'm being motzi. But the pshat in Kriyas HaTorah is not being motzi. It's I just have to say from the Torah, and everyone hears, so they do their own mitzvah. It's not I'm being motzi them in Kriyas HaTorah. Everyone's listening for themselves. Rav Shechter says over from said over a story from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that the Balkori once was upset at somebody, and he says, I have kavanah to be motzi everyone in the shul except you. So the shaila is whether this guy has to go to a different shul. So Rav Shechter said over from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, that no, it doesn't matter. He could say whatever he wants that he's my motzi, but it's not a din in motzi. It's a din, as long as you hear the Kriya Satara, you heard the Kriya Satara. It's not a din in motzi. So mele, if it's not a din in motzi, so that's what the Bach and the Sefer Yetur Megillah explains, that's what the Bach says. That the Bach says that as long as the Olam hears, and the cotton could read also. So even though, again, this is not something we're knowing, but I thought in such a shot, you're gonna kill this kid who's prepared for the bar mitzvah, and at bar mitzvah day you can tell him, oh, no good. So I thought it's what to rely on to be somech on this opinion, which is probably the Iker Svara Lahalacha, even though, albeit, other poskim do not agree the Magen Avraham thought not that way. Number 34, Aval Yosu Makre Enu Yochal Ad Sheyavi Beisaros. The Magen Avraham does say that. But the Prima Godim, he says he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand why not. Number 8. He says he doesn't understand why. Number 35. Allah Takana Kain. Aval Pi Kain Yotzim. So that's what the and the Mishnah Berurah says l'chumra. The Mishnah Berurah 36 or 37 says not like the Bach that I say. The Mishnah Berurah says he quotes the Magen Avraham, and he says that and maybe only the his Aliyah. That's what he says in Shartzi in the number 37, but not. But I'll be pashas. If he can be motzi in his Aliyah, he should be able to motzi in any Aliyah. There shouldn't be a chiluk. So it makes sense that Meikar Adin. Again, it's not something we just do lechatchila, but in such a big shas hadchak situation, it's very mistaber to rely on the Bach that this is okay.
So is the concept of having a minion in such a situation only a hiddah?
No, you still need a minion. You still need a minion. Just like I'll give you an example. Just like Kaddish Yosel, right? So we said the Ramah says it was Niskan Fiktan. But you still need a minion for him to say the Kaddish Yosem. So even though he's the one who's saying the Kaddish Yosem, but still you still need a minion. So you still need a minion for Kriyas HaTorah. Doesn't mean that the Baal Kori has to be a Gadol. But you still need a minion to have a Kriyas HaTorah. In other words, it's not contradictory to say that.
By the way, the Syrian community do allow 11, 12-year-olds to read.
Yeah, see? So, right. So you see? So we got it. Okay, now a couple of more things. Number 38, Divrei Kabbalah kedivrei Torah dami. So there is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. We can't read the whole thing now. It says like this: that there's a concept of Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah means something that's not written in Chamushi Chumshei Torah, but it's written in Nach. That it's Chanukah is in the Rabban. It's not written anywhere, right? But other things that are written. Purim, perhaps, that's written in Megillas Esther, so it's part of Tanakh. So, and the Gemara says the bottom line of Ravashi, Divrei Kabbalah ki Divrei Torah Domi. So, some poskim say, Shachter mentioned that just like Chazaka Derabba is only by the Rabban, is not by the Raises, and Divrei Kabbalah is ki Divrei Torah Domi. So, Mela, anything that's Achiyah from Nach, maybe that. Should also not be done by a bar mitzvah boy who's relying on Chazaka Derava, meaning that he's just turned bar mitzvah and we have to rely on the Chazaka and he doesn't have the facial ability to grow a beard yet. And we shouldn't. So that's why some point out that maybe he shouldn't be the Baal Kore at his bar mitzvah for Megillas Esther. Because Megillas, in other words, to read the Megillah. Because that's a pasuk in Nach. Hayam Mele Niskarim Venasim. So Mele, maybe he shouldn't be the Baal Kore, because again, it's all based on what? On the Chazaka. And the Chazaka, who says he's a Gadol? How could he be Motzi other people? Because we assume that he's a Gadol. But who says he's a Gadol? He had to be Shtesh Simonim. That's based on the Chazaka. The Chazaka only works for the Rabbanans. And Megillas Esther is more than just the Rabbanan. Megillas Esther is Divrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah Domi. So that's the discussion. Now, there are two parts to this discussion. Number one, there's the Gemara in Megillah. There seems to be a chiluk between the Megillah at night and the Megillah in the daytime. Because if you look in the Mishnah on 41, on 42 rather, page 9, there's no mention in the Mishnayos in Megillah of reading the Megillah at night. That was a later takana of Rav Shur ben Levi, and that clearly is not midivrei, it's clearly the Rabbanan. So that's what poskim say, that the kriyas and Megillah for kids bar mitzvah is very important to him. He wants to read the Megillah, so Megillah at night he can surely read, because that's a pure derabbanan. That's a pure derabbanan, and that's what the poskim say, that the Tosfos says that's why we make a shechianu in the daytime. Yeah. Why do we make a Shachianu in the daytime? We made a Shachianu at night. So why do we have to make a Shachianu in the day in Megillah? Because it's a different Chiyuv in the daytime. That's a starker Chiyuv. So it gets its own Shachianu. That's on page number 40. That's what Tosa says. That's why we make another Shachianu in the daytime. So someone to be Mechalek, that he can read the Megillah Balayla and not Payom. But there's another Nekuda. There's a Tshuva Rav Shechter pointed out from the Chibina Rav. Shabina Rav was one of the Gedolei Hador. You know, he's buried in the same row in Har Menuchos with Rav Moshe and Diane Fisher, and the Belzer Rebbe. They're all buried. So he was one of the Gedolei Olam. So he thought that maybe it's not so pashut in number 39. He says, because Rashi says in Tainus and Tezvav and Aleph, Kabbalah Shanovi Mitzava Yisrael. There was Divrei Kabbalah, and that's what the Shabina Rav writes in the Tshuva. He says, Divrei Kabbalah is not enough that it's found in Tanakh. It has to be found as a tzivoy, like V'karosu L'Shabbos Onik. It's a tzivoy. This is Hayom Ve'il in this Karim Vanasim. It's not an imperative. It's not a tzivoy. It's just a Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. It's not B'loshon tzivoy. So that's what the Chibina Rav writes, that it could be that even in the daytime, all of Purim is only the Rabban, and that's what Shechter pointed out, that according to Rabin Rav, it was only the Rabban, and so then there would be the Chapanaf Kamin, as Shechter pointed out, for the Hazak the Rav, and then according to this, he could be the Balkori even for the Megillah in the daytime. Okay. Now, after all said and done, there's one more Nekuda, that really, you know, we still have 1 minute left to the Shir, which really needs its own Shir on this. And that is, he can be 13, he can have Shtei Saros, but the other idea is his mental competency. That if he doesn't have a certain level of mental competency, so then he's not a Gadol, even if he's 13 and has the Shtei Saros. And if you look in 43, three lines from the bottom. Ha'pesoyim b'yoser, she'ei makirim dvarm she'sosrim zeh et zeh, these people, they don't have understanding. That the person who doesn't have mental competency, some say, some poskim, Rav Scheinberg or Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it should be at least the shear of Pu'utos in number 44, like the mental competency of 6 or a 7-year-old. And if he doesn't have that, then even though he has the shonim and he has the simonim, then he's not a... You see, the two halachas. One halacha is that if a person is a shoyte, he does maisa shtus, he's mahalech orum, he goes naked, and he's mishaber kelim, Ram says, so then he's a shoyte. So even though he's 13 and he has shtei saris, he doesn't count. He doesn't maisa shtus. There's a question whether Shoyte L'Dovrechid, you know, Rav Moshe wrote a tremendous chiddush. Rav Moshe had the plates of Kol HaTorah Kulo. So he wrote chiddushim, Moridika chiddushim, that he had to be the level of Rav Moshe Feinstein in his time to write chiddushim that he wrote. Not just some chiddushim to say in a shir. Chiddushim to Paskin, you know, the Seamus Shiloh, he gave a psak. There was an individual who was married, and he thought that he was Adam Harishon Kodem Achet. So he walk around naked, and but everything else was normal. You speak to him about everything else, he could have a very rational conversation with you. But this one thing, he held his Adam Harishon Kodem Achet, he held Mashiach, whatever he held. So then he did these things based on this one thing, and Rav Moshe permitted him to give a get. I mean, he said the Shotel Dover Echad, so he's only the Shotel Dover Echad, and therefore for everything else he's okay, and he let the man give the get, which is a tremendous chiddush that he said. 1 second. So that's a whole question. What's the din if you're a Shotel Dover Echad? So if a person's a Shotel, whatever you need to be a Shotel, then you're not a Godol LP din. But then you have people who psoim biyoser, meaning that what we call a mafagir, retarded. They're not
mentally challenged.
They're mentally challenged, right? They're mentally challenged people. So therefore, even if they're 13 Yom Echad, so then they're not chayiv in mitzvah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that if you can explain to him and he understands that there's a Ribon Shalom, he understands mitzvahs, he can explain to him on a basic level and he understands, so even though he's mentally challenged, that's enough. He could be, unless he has some shtus that he does, you know, these other things, and that will passel him for the idea of being a shoyter. But the mentally challenged, the psoim b'yoser, which Rav Shechter calls a cheresh, others call a shoyter also, but so he has to be good on both sides. He can't have a meiser shtus that will make him a shoyter, and he can't be mentally challenged, that Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that he doesn't have enough mental capacity to understand that there's a Torah, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, there's Shabbos. Could you explain to him, and he will understand? So then poskim say, then he will be chayiv, even though he doesn't have the level of intelligence that someone his age should have. He's still considered al pi din hakatan, even though he's 13 and he's yom echad. But that's the final makom b'patish, that you need shanim, you need simanim, but you also need das. And without the das, you don't have all three, then he's not a bar chiyuva. And again, each area's das thing really requires its own shir, just mentioned here at the end, this idea that you can't do maisa shtus of magnitude, you know, and I was in Camp Hask for Shabbos, so I was asking some of the people in charge. You have some people who would, you know, pick up excrement and eat it. You know, that's a meiser shtus, so something that's of magnitude. Then he wouldn't be chayiv in, he would be a kashoyte. He wouldn't be necessarily chayiv in mitzvahs, according to some. But then someone who doesn't do any meiser shtus, but he doesn't have the ability to understand, then he's also not chayiv in mitzvahs. But if he has the ability to understand, you explain to him and he'll understand, then Rav Shlomo Zalman said, so such an individual would be chayiv in mitzvahs, and then for shteitzik you count him to a minion, etc. Yeah. So these are some of the Vayigdalu Hanorim in this week's parsha. So bar mitzvah is not as simple as we, you know, it's not only a question of, you know, turning 13. It's more complicated and has many other ramifications. Yeah.